Welcome to week seven, response versus reactivity, finding the space to choose. Over the past 6 weeks, you have explored awareness, thought, sensation, interbeing, sacred wholeness, and identity. Each of these explorations revealed something important. Stress is not only about what happens, but also about how experience is met. This week, focus shifts to everyday life. Everyday life, especially moments of challenge, conflict, or pressure. This week explores a simple distinction. Reactivity means it happens automatically. Responses arise from awareness. The difference between the two is not willpower, but space. Reactivity happens automatically. Responses arise from within awareness. The difference is not willpower, but space. The key idea for this week is that reactivity is fast, habitual, and often unconscious. True response includes a pause, a sense of options, feeling sense of choice. That pause does not need to be created, naturally appears when awareness is present. Core practice for this week is resting in the pause. It helps you notice the small but powerful space between stimulus and action. Begin by settling into a comfortable position like usual. Let the body rest. Notice that awareness is already present. It's relaxing into open awareness, same as before. Now bring to mind a mildly stressful situation. Nothing overwhelming, just something slightly familiar, slightly stressful. Notice what happens in the body. Bring to mind a mildly stressful situation and notice what happens in the body. Sensations may appear. Notice what happens in the mind when you recall that stressful situation. Thoughts may arise. See if you can notice the moment before reacting. Noticing awareness itself. That awareness is present before any reaction can occur. From awareness, reaction appears as movements. From awareness, reaction appears as impulses, urges, energy, and emotional surges. See if you can allow the impulses to be felt without acting on them immediately. They're allowed to be there. We're not suppressing, just noticing. Just noticing. Notice that awareness creates space automatically. You don't have to create it. Within that space, true response becomes possible. And response does not mean better behavior. It just means action that's not purely automatic. Let's rest here for just 1 minute. Allow reactions to arise. Allow awareness to hold them. Within this space, response becomes possible. Very good. Gently let the imagined situation fade away and return to the present moment. And take a deep breath and notice that awareness remains. Well, you may have noticed impulses or subtle pauses or difficulty staying with the exercise. Hey, sometimes our minds really wander a lot and we just daydream the whole time instead of doing the exercise. That happens, and that's okay. All of this is normal. The aim is not to eliminate reactivity, just to notice it earlier. Even a brief pause can change everything. To get more of that during daily life, here's the informal practice for the week. During your daily life, especially when triggered, try the following. Pause for one breath. Notice awareness. Feel what is present. And then act. Then act. We're not aiming for perfection, just noticing. And noticing after the fact also still counts. So be easy on yourself and just take a look, see how it goes. If you enjoy journaling or doing further reflection, consider these questions. Where did you notice space? Did responses feel different from reactions? Did your awareness change the intensity of the stress? Excellent. So as we close this week, we will provide another important clarification. Response, true response, is not about being calm and polite or spiritual. Sometimes a clear response is one which is firm or assertive or decisive. The difference is that it arises from awareness rather than habit or compulsion. Coming up next is week 8. Final week of the course comes together through integration. Not as an ending, but as an invitation to live from awareness without effort or strategy. That's all for now. See you next week.